Welcome to the second bonus episode in the Parenting Your Business series. I'm your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart. If this is the first episode of The Modern Manager that you're listening to, please note that this is not a typical episode. Regular episodes start with a number, and in those, I talk about and interview guests on a wide variety of topics related to being a rockstar manager with a thriving team. In these bonus Parenting Your Business episodes, I discuss my experiences as a parent and a manager, and the similarities and differences I've discovered, as well as learnings from those experiences. So today's episode is titled Banned from the Boat. Now let's get to it.
You're listening to The Modern Manager, a podcast dedicated to helping you be a rockstar boss with a thriving team. Whether you're looking to upgrade your meetings, cultivate your team, or grow as a leader, this podcast is for you. Now here's your host, Mamie Canfor-Stewart.
Over the summer, my kids went tubing a lot. We spent a few weeks at my parents' lake house, and one of their favorite activities is tubing. If you're not familiar with tubing, it's when you sit on the raft and it's being pulled by a boat and, in my opinion, hanging on for dear life. Now, when I say my kids went tubing a lot, I mean somewhere in the ballpark of 30 or 40 times. And when they tube, the bumpier and the faster, the better. My older daughter will let go so that she can move her hand from side to side like a snake, requesting that the driver zigzag, which then forces the raft to swing side to side over the wake and back again, which often causes the raft to hit a wave and literally take flight. I have seen them go 4 or 5 feet in the air on this tube. Now, every time that I'm on the boat watching, my heart is pounding and I'm often screaming, sometimes at my daughter to stop giving directions and just hold on, sometimes at my husband, who's usually the driver, but mostly I'm just calling out things like, oh my gosh, and I think that's enough, at no one in particular. So on one of our afternoon boat rides, the kids were tubing and I was expressing my normal rate of concern, and my teenage niece was on the boat with us. At one point, she looked at me and said, I think you should be banned from the boat. And I looked back at her and thought, what? And I gave her this confounded look and she continued, they do this all the time and they're fine. I don't know why you're so worried, but maybe you shouldn't come on the boat when they're tubing. Whoa. What an insightful child. It's true that of the 30 or 40 times that they tubed this summer, I was probably only on the boat for 5 or 6 of their rides. They mostly went in the afternoons after camp while I was still working. And even though I knew they were out tubing, I can see them walk to the boat from my room, I didn't have nearly the same emotional reaction. I wasn't even giving it a second thought, even though the risk of flying off was exactly the same, regardless of whether I was on the boat or not. And tubing is actually dangerous. The tube had flipped a few times over the summer, and some kids had gotten thrown off, including my niece. But thankfully, no one was seriously injured. They all have to wear life jackets, and the driver has a rearview mirror, plus there's always a spotter who keeps an eye on the raft. So I reflected. Why was I so caught up worrying when I was on the boat, to the point of making those people around me quite annoyed? And yet, when I was sitting 30 yards away, it hardly concerned me at all. Well, when you're paying attention and looking closely at something, it's hard not to scrutinize and respond. That old saying is true, out of sight, out of mind. So what does this have to do with management? You may have picked up where I'm headed. What are those things that you're too close to as a manager? What projects or work are you checking in on too often, maybe to the point of micromanaging? When are you giving too much input, too much direction, or too much advice in ways that actually aren't helpful for your team? Sometimes we need to give our team members more space, more leeway, knowing that they might not do things exactly the way that we would have, but also trusting that it will get done appropriately. Of course, the direction and guidance needs to be clear. Just as the kids had to wear life jackets, even if they didn't like the color or the way that they felt, you have to set boundaries and have clear expectations. But once you've set those parameters and established the vision of success, maybe it's best to get out of the way. My yelling from the back of the boat to slow down or stop zigzagging or ask if it's time to stop wasn't helping anyone. My husband knows how to drive a boat. My kids know how to hold on. I was just stressing out. What they and what I needed was some space so they could have fun without the paranoid mom, and I could keep those extra 10 years on my life. So what projects might you be overly involved in? What have you delegated but perhaps are still too invested in? What areas of your work might benefit from some space? Thanks for checking out the second episode of Parenting Your Business. If you liked it or can relate, please let me know by emailing me at mamie@mamieks.com or leaving a review. I plan to release these bonus episodes every few weeks, so stay tuned for more if you liked it. Thanks for listening.